Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth. Secondary Education. Class A Lyceum. End of Year Examinations 2026. Part 1. Listening Skills. There are three tasks in this part of the examination. You will hear each recording twice. Now look at task 1. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. First listening. Question 1.
Hey, is it okay if I invite Sarah to come shopping with us? She's new at my gym. You might have seen her before. She's usually on the running machines.
Yeah, of course. It's always nice meeting new people. Is she the one with short dark hair?
No, not her. Sarah has dark hair too, but it's long. She usually ties it back at the gym.
Oh, okay. I know who you mean now.
Yeah, she's really friendly. I think you'll like her.
Sounds good. Bring her along. I look forward to meeting her.
Question 2.
Attention, students. This is an announcement about today's city tour. The bus will arrive in the city shortly. Please stay with your group when you get off. The tour was planned to start at 10:50, but there is a delay. It will now start at 11:10. The tour will finish at 12. After that, please meet at the station to return to school. Enjoy your tour.
Question 3.
Hi, Anna. How's your new school? Are you enjoying it so far?
Hi. Yes, I really like it. The teachers are friendly and the classes are interesting, but it's quite different from my old school.
Oh, really? In what way?
Well, in both schools, students have to wear a uniform, so that hasn't changed.
So what's different then?
The difference is that my old school has graffiti on the outside walls, which makes it look messy. But the new one looks cleaner and more modern. A good thing about both schools is that they have a beautiful garden with trees where we can relax during breaks.
Question 4.
Did you hear about the school celebration on Friday?
Yes, I did. I wanted to go, but it was cancelled.
Really? Was it because of the bad weather earlier that week?
No, actually, the weather got better in the end.
Oh, I see. I also heard that some students were sick.
Yes, I heard that too, but it wasn't true. The real problem was the school roof. Part of it was damaged, so the hall wasn't safe to use.
What a pity.
I hope they will fix it soon.
Question 5.
We now have the latest news for people planning to travel this week. The weather report says that storms will continue in coastal areas and there is a high risk of flooding. Some roads, including motorways, may be closed. For this reason, tourists are advised to travel by express train and avoid using ferry boats or cars for the next few days. Some airports are also closed due to strong winds, so airlines are asking passengers to call before going to the airport. There will be more updates soon.
Second listening. Question 1.
Hey, is it okay if I invite Sarah to come shopping with us? She's new at my gym. You might have seen her before. She's usually on the running machines.
Yeah, of course. It's always nice meeting new people. Is she the one with short dark hair?
No, not her. Sarah has dark hair too, but it's long. She usually ties it back at the gym.
Oh, okay. I know who you mean now.
Yeah, she's really friendly. I think you'll like her.
Sounds good. Bring her along. I look forward to meeting her.
Question 2.
Attention, students. This is an announcement about today's city tour. The bus will arrive in the city shortly. Please stay with your group when you get off. The tour was planned to start at 10:50, but there is a delay. It will now start at 11:10. The tour will finish at 12. After that, please meet at the station to return to school. Enjoy your tour.
Question 3.
Hi, Anna. How's your new school? Are you enjoying it so far?
Hi. Yes, I really like it. The teachers are friendly and the classes are interesting, but it's quite different from my old school.
Oh, really? In what way?
Well, in both schools, students have to wear a uniform, so that hasn't changed.
So what's different then?
The difference is that my old school has graffiti on the outside walls, which makes it look messy. But the new one looks cleaner and more modern. A good thing about both schools is that they have a beautiful garden with trees where we can relax during breaks.
Question 4.
Did you hear about the school celebration on Friday?
Yes, I did. I wanted to go, but it was cancelled.
Really? Was it because of the bad weather earlier that week?
No, actually, the weather got better in the end.
Oh, I see. I also heard that some students were sick.
Yes, I heard that too, but it wasn't true. The real problem was the school roof. Part of it was damaged, so the hall wasn't safe to use.
What a pity.
I hope they will fix it soon.
Question 5.
We now have the latest news for people planning to travel this week. The weather report says that storms will continue in coastal areas and there is a high risk of flooding. Some roads, including motorways, may be closed. For this reason, tourists are advised to travel by express train and avoid using ferry boats or cars for the next few days. Some airports are also closed due to strong winds, so airlines are asking passengers to call before going to the airport. There will be more updates soon.
This is the end of task 1. Now look at task 2. You will hear two teenagers, Sophia and George, talking about deepfake technology. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. First listening.
Hey, George. Can I talk to you about something serious?
Of course. You know you can tell me anything. What's wrong?
Well, something strange happened last week. A friend sent me a video, and it looked like me, but it wasn't real.
What do you mean? Did someone edit it?
Yes, it was a deepfake video. Someone used my face and put it on another person.
Wow. That sounds really scary. What was happening in the video?
Nothing too bad. Just someone talking and making jokes online. But it felt very strange because it looked exactly like me.
I understand. If people see it, they might think it's real.
That's what worried me the most. First, I was shocked. Then I thought, what if people believe it's me? What if someone uses it for something more serious?
Yeah, that's not okay. People shouldn't use your face without your permission.
Exactly. And it looked so real. The voice even sounded like mine.
Technology can be dangerous. It's easy to create fake videos now. Some people even use apps on their phones.
I know. And I don't even know who made it. It could be someone from school or someone online.
Did you tell anyone about it?
Yes, I told my parents and a teacher. They told me to report the video on the platform.
That's good. Did you do it?
Yes, I reported it yesterday. Now I'm waiting.
You did the right thing. You shouldn't deal with this alone.
I still feel a bit stressed. It's strange to see your face in something you didn't do.
Of course. But remember, it's not your fault. The problem is the person who made the video.
Thanks. I needed to hear that. I was starting to think maybe I shouldn't post photos online anymore.
You can still share photos. Just check your privacy settings and be careful who can see them.
Yeah, I'll do that from now on.
And if you want, I can help you check your accounts or report it again.
Really? That would be great. Thanks, George.
Anytime. You're not alone in this.
Thanks. I feel better now.
Second listening.
Hey, George. Can I talk to you about something serious?
Of course. You know you can tell me anything. What's wrong?
Well, something strange happened last week. A friend sent me a video, and it looked like me, but it wasn't real.
What do you mean? Did someone edit it?
Yes, it was a deepfake video. Someone used my face and put it on another person.
Wow, that sounds really scary. What was happening in the video?
Nothing too bad. Just someone talking and making jokes online. But it felt very strange because it looked exactly like me.
I understand. If people see it, they might think it's real.
That's what worried me the most. First, I was shocked. Then I thought, what if people believe it's me? What if someone uses it for something more serious?
Yeah, that's not okay. People shouldn't use your face without your permission.
Exactly. And it looked so real. The voice even sounded like mine.
Technology can be dangerous. It's easy to create fake videos now. Some people even use apps on their phones.
I know. And I don't even know who made it. It could be someone from school or someone online.
Did you tell anyone about it?
Yes, I told my parents and a teacher. They told me to report the video on the platform.
That's good. Did you do it?
Yes, I reported it yesterday. Now I'm waiting.
You did the right thing. You shouldn't deal with this alone.
I still feel a bit stressed. It's strange to see your face in something you didn't do.
Of course. But remember, it's not your fault. The problem is the person who made the video.
Thanks. I needed to hear that. I was starting to think maybe I shouldn't post photos online anymore.
You can still share photos. Just check your privacy settings and be careful who can see them.
Yeah, I'll do that from now on.
And if you want, I can help you check your accounts or report it again.
Really? That would be great. Thanks, George.
Anytime. You're not alone in this.
Thanks. I feel better now.
That is the end of task 2. Now look at task 3. You will hear a talk about learning languages. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered spaces, 1 to 10. Write one or two words or a number in each gap. You will hear the talk twice. First listening.
For my presentation today, I am going to talk about a very interesting and relevant question. Is this the best time in history to learn a language? Learning languages has always been important in human history. Today, young people live in an environment with more opportunities for language learning. Many experts believe this is the best time to learn a new language. In the past, learning a language was often more difficult because students had fewer resources and less contact with native speakers. Today, the world is more diverse than ever before. The modern world is also more connected and changing faster than in the past. Young people now travel for both business and pleasure, and they often meet people from different countries. More people are speaking more languages, especially English, which is widely used for communication around the world. Life for younger generations today is very different from the past. Young people today grow up in a more global and digital environment than in the past. Many students begin learning languages at a very early age, sometimes even in primary school. They are also more interested in other cultures and ways of life, which makes language learning more meaningful and enjoyable. Technology, and in particular AI, has completely changed the way young people learn languages. Learners today have access to a wide range of online tools and resources. For example, apps like Duolingo have over 500 million users worldwide. Platforms like Busuu allow learners to connect with native speakers and practice real communication. In addition, artificial intelligence is becoming more important in education. Tools like ChatGPT help students practice their language skills in an interactive and supportive way. They can also correct mistakes and explain things clearly. Students can also use videos and podcasts to improve their listening skills and understanding. Finally, language learning is important for many reasons. It can help young people find better jobs in the future and succeed in an international environment. It also sharpens concentration and problem-solving skills and helps learners become more confident when communicating with others. In conclusion, many experts believe that this is the best time in history to learn a language, especially for young people today. Students now have unique opportunities to learn foreign languages, but they also need these skills more than ever to meet the needs of the modern world.
Second listening.
For my presentation today, I am going to talk about a very interesting and relevant question. Is this the best time in history to learn a language? Learning languages has always been important in human history. Today, young people live in an environment with more opportunities for language learning. Many experts believe this is the best time to learn a new language. In the past, learning a language was often more difficult because students had fewer resources and less contact with native speakers. Today, the world is more diverse than ever before. The modern world is also more connected and changing faster than in the past. Young people now travel for both business and pleasure, and they often meet people from different countries. More people are speaking more languages, especially English, which is widely used for communication around the world. Life for younger generations today is very different from the past. Young people today grow up in a more global and digital environment than in the past. Many students begin learning languages at a very early age, sometimes even in primary school. They are also more interested in other cultures and ways of life, which makes language learning more meaningful and enjoyable. Technology, and in particular AI, has completely changed the way young people learn languages. Learners today have access to a wide range of online tools and resources. For example, apps like Duolingo have over 500 million users worldwide. Platforms like Busuu allow learners to connect with native speakers and practice real communication. In addition, artificial intelligence is becoming more important in education. Tools like ChatGPT help students practice their language skills in an interactive and supportive way. They can also correct mistakes and explain things clearly. Students can also use videos and podcasts to improve their listening skills and understanding. Finally, language learning is important for many reasons. It can help young people find better jobs in the future and succeed in an international environment. It also sharpens concentration and problem-solving skills and helps learners become more confident when communicating with others. In conclusion, many experts believe that this is the best time in history to learn a language, especially for young people today. Students now have unique opportunities to learn foreign languages, but they also need these skills more than ever to meet the needs of the modern world.
That is the end of the listening part of the examination.